Weird Science. Okay, is Weird Science, Frank, was that the movie where they, like, grow a woman? Yeah. Good song. Such an awful message. great song. But and good for this episode, for this segment that we're not talking about women, thankfully. All right, so you may not think much about what might be existing on the eggshell that you're about to crack over the lunch hour, or the yolk you'll be dipping your toast in on the weekend. But if you go back to before those eggs landed in your fridge, to production, to processing, to preparation, and to packaging, there are all sorts of opportunities for those yummy eggs to be contaminated by, salmonella, E. coli, and a whole host of other microorganisms whose names I will not even attempt to read out on the radio. Did you know salmonella is the second most reported bacterial-caused disease in humans? And that eggs have been one of the most reported foods for salmonella foodborne outbreaks in the United States for more than a decade? I did not. Not until I read a research paper last night as I was preparing for this segment, which brings me to our next guest. He is a postdoctoral fellow, was a co-author of that research paper out of the University of Saskatchewan's College of Engineering. His name is Mehdi Haidari, and he joins us now. Welcome to the Evan Bray Show, Mehdi.
Thank you for having me.
So we're talking today about how dangerous, we're not talking about how dangerous eggs are, but rather the process that we use to clean these eggs before they get to the grocery shelves. So because your team of scientists has been looking at a new way to decontaminate these eggs, why don't you start out by telling me what this decontamination process for eggs has historically looked like and for the most part continues to look like?
Well, as you mentioned, that eggs are nutritious foods, especially for those hosts of pathogens, especially E. coli and Salmonella. So we want to ensure that egg surfaces are cleansed before reaching consumers. Right now in North America, eggs after production go to the processing units, where they wash the egg surface with warm water containing sanitary agents. So after washing, the eggs are dried, packed, and stored in refrigerators before consumption. However, in some other parts of the world, such as Europe, washing eggs can reduce their grade. So these regions prefer not to wash eggs, and this lets them keep eggs at room temperatures until consumption.
Okay, so let's talk about that then, because you're talking about how, you know, washing eggs as we do in North America, I mean, it can do a couple of things. It can actually damage the egg, and then even though they're putting it in refrigerators, that, you know, that damage can cause different pathogens to enter. We can decontaminate the egg on the inside of the shell. So tell me now about what you guys have discovered in terms of this new way of decontaminating these eggs that, as you point out, are very nutritious. We love our eggs. We want to be healthy from them, not sick.
Well, we use this technology that we use are different non-thermal, non-chemical imaging technology that can be used for food processing and safety purposes. And this technology has low amount of energy, so that's why we call also them as a green or sustainable method. If I want to call them, one of them is engineer water nanostructure, or in simple terms, we can say electrospray, spectral nanospray, and the other one is called plasma technology.
Mm-hmm.
So in this technology, we actually sanitize, for example, waters by electrospray and ionize these waters, and we produce some reactive oxygen species. So these reactive species can cause cell membranes damages through oxidation.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, it can inactivate these microbial on any surface or food that we have, we want to treat it. So cold plasma also has contained lots of these reactive species, the gases, and they can actually use it for these decontamination purposes.
Hmm. So what comes next then in this? Is there actually a device that exists that egg producers can put on their production lines to use this technology you're talking about that won't damage their eggs, that will get rid of more pathogens and whatnot on these eggs. Does this device exist, or is this still being created?
Well, this technology is being under development. So even in our research groups, we try to design and produce one pilot scale of this device that can have this technology, emerging technology, for now using cord plasma for excess decontamination. So we can have a showcase to the producers or product, or also processors of the eggs, to see how this technology works and see the results of the promising results that we see in the labs, size scales for the activation of this bacteria on eggshells. So we can gather their interest to use this technology for their units, you know. So
and now, I'm assuming that this technology could then be applied to other eggs and decontaminating other sorts of food. Is that the idea moving forward?
Exactly. Yeah, it can be used for other foods and also food processing. So in future, we're going to use it for food processing as well, especially for plant-based proteins, modifications, or legumes. So even for agriculture, when it comes to the crops, we can use this technology for decontaminated grains that we have or producing in Saskatchewan, especially legumes. So yeah, there are lots of good actually.
Lots of applications for this. This is really fascinating stuff. Mehdi Haidari, of course, is a postdoctoral fellow with the University of Saskatchewan's College of Engineering. And Mehdi, thank you so much for joining us today. I think there's going to be a lot of farmers out there, like you said, who are worried about maybe contamination of their crops, or maybe there's egg producers out there. If you're interested in learning more about this, I encourage you to go to the University of Saskatchewan's website and look up this research that is happening around new technology to decontaminate eggs. Mehdi, thanks a lot for joining us. I am Tamara Cherry, filling in for Evan Bray on The Evan Bray Show.